for today's show, Dave Atkins will be on. Dave has a new album. He has a number one song right now, Pike County Jail, on the Bluegrass charts. And Dave's a great guy. He was a guest last year. We had a blast. Dave's going to be up in my part of the woods April 5th with Edgar Loudermilk. And that'll be fun. We'll talk about that a little bit. But we'll just talk to David about his new album and all the cool stuff he's been into. And I just enjoy talking to David. He's a good guy. Good, serious, wants to do well, wants to be liked, and he should be. And right now he's got the number one song on the Bluegrass charts. There you go. I think we have Dave Atkins on the phone. You there, David?
Hey!
How you doing?
Good. How you doing, friend?
Doing good. Just making sure I got all your volumes turned up, and appreciate you being available. I know you're busy today. You got a lot going on promoting that number one Pike County Jail song, huh?
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, it's been exciting. I can say that. It's definitely I just never dreamed it, you know?
Well, you know, you're working hard and you're doing the good music. And I want to, before we get too far, I want to remind everybody that Dave and Edgar Loudermilk, you're coming right up to Boone County right near me on April 5th at that racetrack out in Turfway.
Yeah, we're going to be at Turfway on April the 5th. April the 4th, we're going to be in Grayson, Kentucky at the VF Touch of the guys from Rudy Fest, which is one of my favorite festivals to play. They always have a show, I don't know, a dozen maybe in the winter to kind of keep the bluegrass going. And so we'll be doing that on April the 4th and then come up Turfway on April the 5th. So we're excited about it, man. Are you going to try to come out and see us?
Oh, I'll definitely be there. I'll definitely be there. No question about it. Be out there with the horses and Atkins and Loudermilk. Heck yeah. I understand it, you're going to have to run around the track at some point. I know you're in the promotion end of this now.
Yeah, we're promoting it. You know, it's trying to get. We wanted to do the solo singles or CDs,
right,
and have those out and work under those for a year, and then later this fall, probably around maybe November, we'll get a CD out of Atkins and Loudermilk.
Mm-hmm. So, it seems to be working well for you. I mean, both of you have great, of course, you're both very talented guys in your own right, and the fact that you're together and teaming up is got to be a good thing. But your CD, Nothing to Lose, is doing great. In the first half hour, I played Pike County Jail and put some grass in it, and man, those are just great tunes. It happened to be the ones I picked out, but the whole album is just solid.
Well, thank you so much. I have been so blessed. I am just so tickled with how that this CD is being received. It's just a major blessing, you know, to have folks really, you know, I've got four songs on here that three I wrote by myself and one I pulled out with anger on. And to have that, to have folks just, you know, really being nice about the album, and man, that's just a wonderful feeling. It's a dream come true, I'll be honest with you.
You know, David, in your song Put Some Grass In It, and if the people were listening, you don't have that traditional bluegrass voice, whatever that is, and you even make mention of the fact that you're going to bring it. You're going to bring the bluegrass, and it may not be that high lonesome sound, but you recognize off the bat that you don't sound exactly like every other blue, which is good. But you've got a voice that is just a big, powerful voice, and you use it, but you put it in that bluegrass context, and man, it absolutely just cooks.
Well, thank you so much, man. I appreciate that. You know, I know I don't have the high lonesome Ralph Stanley Bill Monroe voice, and I don't try to.
Well, you can't.
You know,
you can't, dude. Try to fake that, so. Dude, you can't be something you're not.
That's it.
Larry Sparks isn't. Larry Sparks is Larry Sparks. Now he's as you know, right in the groove of bluegrass as you can possibly get. But his voice is his voice, and you would not say that's a high lonesome sound at all.
No, well, Larry is a monster.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, that's how I look at Larry Sparks. He is a monster, and I love what he does. But you know, I love the Stanley Brothers.
Sure, oh sure.
You know, I love all this stuff, and that's the thing I think, and maybe me and you touched on the last time we got to talk, is a lot of these DJs are amazed at the stuff that I do know about traditional bluegrass because I do love it so much, you know, and they don't expect that.
Well, you're right there. You're right there in the middle of it, man. I mean, you grew up around it.
That's it. I mean, you know, the hills of home is an hour away, and when you grow up, you know, an hour and a half from Keith Whitley and Ricky Skaggs' hometown, and an hour and a half from Ralph Stanley and Stanley Brothers, and you know, 2 hours from Jimmy Martin. It's you can't help but get a great dose of it. And that's been a blessing. And you know, I really, the song Put Some Grass In It, you know, for years I've said, Put Some Grass In It, which it amazes me to see how many folks are saying it these days. And I love it. You know, I know that that's something that maybe will live on one day when I'm gone. But to write the song, you know, everybody that knows me knows one of my biggest dreams to play the Grand Ole Opry. I mean, that would be, you know, that's my biggest thing. And one night I was talking to a DJ, and I was just talking to him and doing an interview, and he said, "Well, Dave, I've caught some of your live shows and I've watched you on YouTube," and he said, "You know, I want to tell you, I think if you never get to play the Opry, I still think that you're going to sing your heart out every night, you know, and you're still going to put some grass in it, no matter what." And I thought, man, that's a cool way to look at it. So I went home that night, and the next day I thought, you know, I'm going to put grass in it. And, you know, I may never play on the Opry. I may never see my name in the marquee lights. I may never ride on a Silver Eagle rolling through the night, but I'm still going to keep doing what I'm doing. And,
David.
And you know, right. And I want those guys to be proud. I mean, as much as I love the music and I love the genre, that was the biggest part to put some grass in it. I hope if Bill and Jimmy and all of them was looking down, I hope they're smiling at what I'm trying to do.
David, first of all, you got a lot of time to get on the Grand Ole Opry, all right? unless you're going to divulge some news on here that I don't want to hear, you know, you got time to do it, and you're starting to people know who you are. And I stress this because I really believe this. You've absorbed all of that great bluegrass sound, and it's going to come out of you the way your heart and soul makes it, and it's a real bluegrass. You're doing just fine. I mean, right now you're on top of the charts,
man. If I told you, and you know, you're one of my favorite people and DJs, and
oh, thanks.
Well, you are, man. You've got such a great knowledge, and you know, I'm a huge jazz fan as well. So, you know, you get my music all the way around.
Oh, I do.
But to know, man, yesterday, to look and see that a song that I had wrote and had put in my mind and put to paper and then put to a guitar, to see it at number one and see the list of the top five groups, man, if I told you that I was teary-eyed, I'd be lying. I mean, I can't describe to you what I felt yesterday.
You had to be excited. You had to be. It's like that movie I can't think of the name of it, that thing you do when they have like a little garage band and all of a sudden they got a number one hit and they're all running down the street crazy, running in and out of the appliance stores looking for radios to listen to it on. Same feeling. Just don't you try to jump over no parking meters.
Are you kidding me? I can't get over a speed bump.
You can't get over a speed ticket, my friend.
Oh,
I'm excited. Yeah, this is great.
It's amazing.
Man, I'm just tickled for you. I saw that yesterday on, you took a picture of it and posted it up on Facebook. And I thought, yeah, man, that's perfect timing because we can talk. I knew I'd get right on the heels of that feeling you're describing right now, which is just a wonderful, and it's just a beginning. It's just a beginning for you.
Well, thank you. I don't know how to describe it. To have folks that are heroes of mine, and folks, you know, just like you that I do look up to for what they do and how they do it, and to get the congratulations that I got yesterday, I'm still smiling from ear to ear, and guess my wife is kind of tired of me talking about it. Did you see that? Did you see who sent me? Way to go.
Don't ever.
You know, but man,
Don't ever forget that feeling. Don't ever forget that feeling.
Man, I had a DJ last week because I'm so excited. And you know me. Man, I get tore up over stuff. But I had a DJ ask me if I was either the biggest put-on or was I really genuinely that excited about stuff as it happened. And I, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
I was like, man, this is all new to me. You know, this is amazing.
I'm tickled for you, man. I got a grin on my face. I'm just laughing because I know enough about you. And I told people last week that you were going to be on. I said, I will say this. If Dave and I were in the same high school class, we'd have spent a lot of time in the library for cutting up, in the principal's office for cutting up. I know it would have happened. We'd have been giggling and laughing about stuff, and we'd have both been drugged by our ears down to the principal's office. That's just the way I feel about when you and I communicate. That's what I believe.
If me and you would have went to school together, we'd have never got out. We'd still be gone. I guarantee it. I like never got out of it anyway.
Well, you know, I'm with you on that. It's just kind of like I just want to get away, and I had to keep going to get a job. But you know, I know for a fact. But if we were in the same class, we'd been in that bad conduct row the whole time, which they used to do to me.
This
will crack you up, and I don't want to leave the topic of your new album and everything, but this will crack you up. You'll get a laugh out of this. Whatever week that you were stuck in Texas, and you were sitting, you know what I'm going to talk about.
Yeah.
When you were stuck in Texas and you were doing like these video blogs of the ice road trucker coming across the state of Texas. I went on the air that Saturday, and we have this chat room here on the show, and there were people in the chat room, and I probably had like Tom T. Hall or somebody as a guest, you know, but they were in the chat room saying, yeah, is David okay? Did he make it back from Texas? I thought, my God. He was in a...
That's awesome.
Well, you know, it was like, and if the folks out there don't know, he was doing... I guess you were pretty bored. You were stuck driving home in an ice storm. And so there's David in his favorite do-rag, and you know, and he's driving down the road. And I just imagine that every exit you guys were doing a Chipotle run. You know, it's not like you were out in the middle of Alaska, and it was treacherous and everything, but it tickled me. There were people in the chat room, have you heard from David since? I thought, well, no, but...
Man, that makes me feel so good. You know, I couldn't believe, and really, there was a, those started from one little lady that loves my music, and she sent me a message, and she said, you know, she said, I think she's in her 70s, and she said, you know, she said, I don't get out much, I don't drive, and she said, the only real connection I have to the world is Facebook and my computer. And she said, I love what you do. And she said, I love your pictures. But she said, when you go out on the road, she said, would you just put up a little video of stuff and let me see what you're doing and let me see a little, you know, just what you're into. And I thought, you know,
why not?
I'll do that. Why not? And it became, the first three or four videos had 200-300 likes and, you know, 20-30 shares. And I thought, man, really, people's really digging this. So I just kept doing them. And I've got messages and messages about, you know, when am I going to do another video? And I was like, well, I got to go out somewhere first.
You got to go get stuck in an ice storm somewhere.
Yeah. Now, Steve, let me ask you.
All right.
If you pulled out, I don't know. I'm traveling today, so I don't get to look at the chat room or anything.
All right.
So, if you were driving, and for whoever's listening, if they're in the chat room, they can answer this too. But if you're driving and you start out and it says you're 34 hours away from where you're going, okay, you get to the 10-hour mark. And you realize you just got your first flat of the trip, and you've already lost about 4 hours, okay? Now, this is on the way there.
Mm.
You get to Little Rock, Arkansas, you have your second flat, okay? Then you realize you're 8 hours behind. So this makes it 42 hours, okay, that you're going to be on the road one way. Then you get to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and you don't even know if you're going to make it, and you left a day early. You put six brand new tires on the RV, and the trip turns into a 48-hour trip.
Good grief.
Just on the way there, okay?
Just to get out there.
Just to get out there.
Good Lord.
So we only got to spend one night in Arizona, okay? It took more time to get there than it did to get that we spent. Now, on the way back, you pull out. The GPS says 35 hours to get home, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You go till you get to Little Rock. Again, you get almost in Arkansas, and they tell you, friends of mine that follow me on the internet says, don't even come here. We're shut down. Ice storm. Interstates. There's no enter. You know, you'll be stuck for days. We go back through New Mexico, get stuck in a blizzard. Then we go to Texas. 2.5 days on 4 inches of ice. One day we went 30 miles in 9 hours.
Oh, jeez.
Now, at the end of the trip, would you still have a smile on your face now? After we got back, it took 57 hours to get home.
Oh, God.
Now, listen, this wasn't no motel. This wasn't no shack. This was in a camper with six guys. So how would you have been when you got back?
Well, I'd have been a little worn and frazzled.
You know the cool thing about it? When we got back, every one of us gave each other a hug, said, man, I can't wait to do it again. I just hope it's a little bit of a shorter trip.
Let's do it in the springtime or the summertime.
But ain't that cool, though?
It is. It is good. That is good, yeah. Yeah, well, it was fun watching you come across. I mean, you know, what you were doing, if people didn't see it, you were kind of letting people know, don't go this way because look how stuck we are, but we're going to make it. And it was kind of cool, I thought. I kid you about it because I know you, but it was kind of neat. And I think now you've proven your mettle to not only be a bluegrass superstar with a number one, but I think they got a part for you in that series, Ice Road Truckers in Alaska.
I don't know. Yeah, I think I had my fill of that. I don't think I want to play right. That part anymore.
All right.
That'd work, though. You never know.
Oh, you know. Yeah, they might have a festival up there somewhere, and you got to drive across the ice. Well, it'd be a nice tie-in.
Well, that would be cool. That would be definitely cool.
Where are you? Well, the album's doing well, and I really do love it. And folks, Dave always sends me messages. Let me know what you really think. He really wants to know what people think about his work, and I'm telling you, it's great. It's a great, it's a great album. When people listen, they're gonna think the same thing. And I can't wait to see you and Edgar together. But what are you doing? You're on the road now. Is that what you said?
Yeah, we've had some personal affairs to take care of today.
Okay.
And you
told me that. I'm sorry.
So we're heading back home, and we've got one more week, and then we've got a real heavy April, a big May. We start after next week. We start, and we probably don't really slow down until about end of October, middle of October. So I'm excited.
And this will be you and Edgar?
Yeah. We're touring as Agnes and Loudermilk. We're a full touring band, and man, we've got some exciting news that I'll be telling you about here in a couple of weeks.
Sure,
we're really looking forward to.
Good.
I'm just being blessed right now. Got a great band to work with, and Edgar's a wonderful partner. And this guy worked his backside off to make this CD sound as good as it does, and I'm thankful for that. You know, he really helped so much. He co-produced and played bass and sang the harmony, and he's just a monster talent.
Well,
and I'm
thankful
for him.
Edgar, you know, I've been a fan of yours since I first heard you playing, and every time I'd look at a great band, and there would be, well, that's Edgar Loudermilk. He does everything. He sings every part. He plays just about everything, and he's just a good band. He's got to be a great band member, even in those tight spots.
Yeah, he is. He's just a wonderful person to be around, and you know it's so, you know, to hear somebody sing tenor in B and then go down and do a low G and sing bass.
Oh, yeah.
That blows my mind, and he's that guy.
He does it all effortlessly.
Yeah. So let me ask you.
Yeah, man.
What is your favorite song on the CD? Do you have a favorite?
I do like that Put Some Grass in It because I like the tempo of it, and I like the fact that I believe you're really telling people, pay attention, okay? Pay attention to what I'm doing because I'm doing bluegrass. It's not going to be Bill Monroe, but it's grass. I'm putting grass in it, and it's coming from my heart. That's the way I take that, and I like those kind of things. I think you're telling people, this is what I am, and this is what I'm doing, but you're going to like it. It's not this, it's not that, but I know all those things, and this is Dave Atkins talking to you.
Well, thank you. That's awesome. That tickles me. You see it that way.
That's the way I see it. That's the way I heard it. Unless you're just making it up.
So, I ain't that smart to fake nothing.
Say what? Say it again.
I said I ain't smart enough to fake something like that.
No, it's from the heart. You can tell. You can tell. It's exactly what you're feeling, and it's what you're communicating. That's what makes your music so immediate to me. All right. It's even when we were talking last year and you said, I got to put Boston on that album with Republic Steel, you explained why and why it meant so much to you. And I think that the music that Dave Atkins is who we're talking to, if you're tuning in late, the music that you're putting out is it's good music, but it's also, I believe you're at that point where what you're writing and producing and singing really comes from Dave Atkins. And somewhere inside there, it's where it's coming from.
Well, thank you, man.
And that's the key.
I appreciate that.
That's the key.
It's you know, writing, and that's we try to do as many clinics as we can, which, you know, I'm a nobody, but that sees your CDs and they listen to you, they think, wow, you know, look who it is, you know, and that's a great feeling. But anytime that we talk to kids, we want them to encourage them to write, you know, and even
really?
If they think they can't write a song, write a poem. Write your feelings, write something, because, and I love, you know, I'm not one of these writers that I've got a bunch of songs in books and things, but I don't want to do 12 songs that's Dave Atkins. I want folks to hear, you know, I want to give other writers a way to express their things.
Sure.
So, you know, I try to do 3 or 4 of mine, and you know, I try to find the best songs. That's what I look for. I just look for the best songs for the best album.
You know, that's a good.
I don't care who writes them.
That's a good point, David. Because if you get too caught up in and I do, I like the fact of how you express yourself. But if you get too caught up in these are all my songs, at some point, you know, you're missing all those great songs that are out there that can be available to you. So there's a selection process involved in picking those other great songs that you may not write, but there's so many great writers out there, like you say, that. You need to look at all those. As you are maturing, you're recognizing that, yes, I can write a lot of songs, but there's other good songwriters out there, and I need to take advantage of all those things, too. That's what they all do.
That's exactly right, and that's exactly what I'm trying to do. And I hope that shows.
Well, I think it does. I think it does. I love the new album, and you think you and Edgar are going to put something in maybe in the fall you might get in the studio?
Yeah, we're gonna do something in the late fall. We're gonna be putting the Atkins and Loudermilk CD out, and man, I'm excited! I can't wait to tell you the secret. It's just a couple of weeks away, and
don't tell me yet. Don't tell me yet, because I'll tell everybody.
You have to put it on the radio.
I would. If you said it now, somebody might hear it.
So, when is the Charlie Daniels interview going down?
It is. I'm actually going to Nashville for that Monday. I'll meet with him for half an hour, and I should have it in my show to play next Saturday.
Holy moly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. Well, I know you will send me a reminder because
I will.
I gotta listen to
see
that.
What happened was, well, this is what happened. They saw Dave Atkins, and all of a sudden there's Charlie Daniels and Dolly Parton and Mike.
I got to remind him to tell my wife that he's my
favorite. And the Oak Ridge Boys, it's just the flood door. It's I can't put the cork back in. Now it's over.
There you go. Well, now you're going to get popular. That
listen, man, I know what you went through today, and I appreciate the fact that you're available. I know it was a like you said, some issues, and I appreciate you being available, and man, I love the music, and I'll catch up. I will be there on April 5th out in Turfway. It's Florence, Kentucky. Hey, April 5th is the day.
So
I got.
Much. Yeah, man. I can't wait to see you, and God bless you, brother. Thank you so much for having me on, and I appreciate you, and I hope you have a wonderful week.
Well, David, I will, and good luck to you, and man, you're working it hard, and you deserve all the attention you're getting. Believe me, it's not an accident.
Well, thank you so much, and for anybody listening, I'm a plugger. That's what I do.
But, sure.
For folks listening, the CD is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and go check it out. You can listen to it. You can, I hope they just listen to it and give it a chance. And the thing, and I'll say this and I'll go, and thank you again, but the thing that I'm so amazed with is me and my wife both get so many messages from people and posts that says, I'm not a bluegrass fan, but I love what this is.
There you go.
Guess what? You're a bluegrass fan.
You're right. Dude, what you're doing is that's the introduction for those people. So now they can see all that wonderful music, and they got to peek through the window at some point. And you're opening the door for those people who never thought they were. And that's a big thing.
It's a blessing. And really, we'll talk soon. And you just wouldn't believe. I mean, Germany and Norway
kidding.
And all these different countries that are playing, just playing my music, and it's amazing, man. I don't know what to say. It's a crazy ride, and I'm thankful to be on it. I don't deserve it, but I sure take it.
Enjoy every second. You do deserve it. And David, I'll see you and Edgar out in Florence, April 5th, man. I'll be there.
Thank you so much, brother.
All right, man.
Soon.
Be good. I'll
see
talk
you,
to
man.
You later.
Bye, buddy.
There's Dave Atkins. I like that guy. And I love the music that he does. Everything about him is genuine to the point. What a good fellow he is. That's Dave. I mean, you could poke him with a stick at 2 a.m, and after he broke the stick off, he'd be exactly as he is. He's just a really genuine guy. He feels it all in his heart. And when he puts his music into his voice, boy, you can hear it all. And that's it. New album, Nothing to Lose. Number one tune right now, riding on the charts. Pike County Jail. It's a great tune. I like them all. I can't play them all. But when he asked me that question, I do like the sentiment that he has in that Put Some Grass in a Thing. It comes from his heart when he sings it. And that's what he's telling you. If you listened in the first half hour, it's bluegrass. It's not if you're looking for high lonesome. That's Bill Monroe. But what he's saying in those words in that song as he interprets it is, this is my music. It's bluegrass, but it comes through me, through my heart and my voice and my way of seeing things. And you know what? That's what they all did. That's what Larry Sparks does. Larry, came up with the Stanley, but he doesn't sound like that because it's his voice. And if you talk to Larry about it, he will say you have to be yourself. You have to find your own way of doing these things, and that will make your mark. You can't imitate anyone, and you shouldn't try. If you're doing that, you're not going to be at the level of Dave Atkins at the top of the charts, and you're not going to have that 50-year career that Larry Sparks has. And I just enjoy people like that so much. Thanks, David. I'll come out and see you, man. We'll meet up April 5th.